My name is Amanda Holmes, and I think we all need more poetry in our lives. The American poet J.R. Solange has published more than 30 collections, but he's the sort of poet you can confidently share with the people in your life who think they dislike poetry. And that's because his work is unpretentious and it feels extemporaneous. When I read him, I often find myself laughing aloud with joy. So, with his permission, I've decided to share this one from his 2023 collection, Leader. It is entitled Spring. I see a student is sitting at a table on the grass in front of the library. A notebook is opened before him. A pen is poised in his hand. His head is tilted up. His eyes are fixed on the air, or on the sky beyond the air, or on the blank place between the air and the sky. I decide he's about to write a poem, or at least the first line of a poem. Why else would he be frozen like that, unmoving, suspended like his pen, lost in the blank place between the air and the sky? I want to go over to him and give him a hand. He looks like he's in pain. I want to grab his pen and help him get the poem out. Across campus, along the wall of Harriman Hall, the daffodils are spearing themselves out of the earth and through the mulch of dead leaves. They too look like they're in pain. They look like a dozen green pens. I want to reach down and give them a hand. I want to pull them up the rest of the way. I want to yell back to the student whose poem I helped pull out, "Hey, come help! There are a dozen poems here, enough for both of us." Thank you for listening. If you have any comments or suggestions for poems you'd like me to read, we'd love to hear from you. You can send us an email at podcast@theamericanscholar.org or comment on our website, theamericanscholar.org.